I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture reading for today comes from Mark 4:35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." After leaving the crowd behind, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was. Other boats were with Him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But He was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke Him up and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and He rebuked the wind, and He said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. And He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe, and said one to another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" May the God His blessing on this reading of His word.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the reading. Who here doesn't know that today's Father's Day? Anybody? Anybody sleep through that? Didn't get the memo? What do you think of when you think of Father's Day? Do you ever think of this story of Jesus? You know, Jesus, the representative, the one filled with our Heavenly Father, a living example, perhaps even a living example of what a father should be? I would think so. For those of you who are here with your father, you no doubt have special plans after this service to honor him. Hopefully you're going to come over and share in our potluck meal. For those of you, like me, who no longer have your father, you will honor his memory. Then there may be those of you who are estranged from your father, or for whatever reason may be undecided what to do on this special day. But let us not forget our Heavenly Father on this day, whom we certainly want to honor. For fathers who are involved with their children, who have left no doubt of their love for their children, what have they offered you in your upbringing or simply in your life at any stage? I hear stories from this congregation all the time about fathers in this congregation, past and present, and the great legacy that they have left on them. I mean, there are some, and I think that Jim Spears is probably one I've heard a few stories from, how his dad would wake up on Sunday morning and call the members of the church and remind them about Sunday school. They could count on it. He was going to do it because he wanted people here, because he loved people, and he wanted them to be a part of this church family. So, in saying that, we know that there are fathers who will rescue, who will have restoration. They offer restoration. And you look in relationships and see if your father fits in this category. In his book, The Pressure's Off, psychologist Larry Crabb tells this story from his childhood. He says, "One Saturday afternoon, I decided I was a big boy and could use the bathroom without anyone's help. So I climbed the stairs, closed and locked the door behind me, and for the next few minutes felt very self-sufficient. Then it was time to leave. I couldn't unlock the door. I tried with every ounce of my 3-year-old strength, but I couldn't do it. I panicked. I felt again like a very little boy as the thought went through my head, I might spend the rest of my life in this bathroom. My parents, and likely the neighbors, heard my desperate scream. 'Are you okay?' Mother shouted through the door. She couldn't open it from the outside. Did you fall? Have you hit your head? I can't unlock the door, I yelled. Get me out of here. I wasn't aware of it right then, but Dad raced down the stairs, ran to the garage to find the ladder, hauled it off the hooks, and leaned it against the side of the house just beneath the bedroom window. With adult strength, he pried it open, then climbed into my prison, walked past me, and with the same strength, turned the lock and opened the door. Thanks, Dad, I said, and I ran out to play. Our Heavenly Father has that same strength, although he uses it differently, it is strength nevertheless. When we are lost and screaming for help, God comes. But it's the door to our hearts he unlocks, not physical doors. God works to open our hearts to new beginnings and a new life. That's what the Father does, our Heavenly Father, and fathers here on earth can do the same thing. Another gift that I found fathers bring is peace. I've shared this story with you before, but I believe it bears repeating today, so I will. David Kraft was a big, strong man, all muscle. At the age of 32, he was 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 200 pounds. He had been to seminary and ended up working with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes because of his athletic background. Then he was diagnosed with cancer. It racked his body, and over a period of time, he dropped from 200 pounds to 20 pounds. Then 80 pounds went back up. 80 pounds. That's where he stayed. When he was about ready to pass from this life into eternity, he asked his father to come into the hospital room. Lying there in bed, he looked up and said, "Dad, do you remember when I was a little boy? How you used to hold me in your arms, close to your chest?" David's father nodded. Then David said, "Do you think, Dad, you could do that one more time? One last time?" Again, his father nodded. He bent down to pick up his 32-year-old, 6'2", 80-pound son and held him close to his chest. So the son's face was right next to the father's. They were eyeball to eyeball. Tears were streaming down both faces. And the son said to his father, "Thank you for building the kind of character into my life that can enable me to face even a moment like this." Dads, I dare you to be that kind of father or grandfather to your children. Dare to build into them the kind of character that will enable them to face anything in life. Then you will be a leader, not only in your home, but among your peers as well. And as a real leader, there is one other thing I would like to challenge you dads to do. If you're the kind of dad who rescues, who restores your children in time of crisis, if you're the kind of dad who brings peace to your children's lives and builds character in them, then be sure to add this one last thing: faith. Irma Bombeck said, "I received a letter from a single mother who had raised a son who was about to become a dad. Since he had no recollection of his own father, her question to me was, 'What do I tell him a father does?' When my dad died in my 9th year, I too was raised by my mother, giving rise to the same question, 'What do fathers do?' As far as I could observe, they brought around the car when it rained so everyone else could stay dry. They always took the family pictures, which is why they were never in them. They carved turkeys on Thanksgiving, kept the car gassed up, weren't afraid to go into the basement, mowed the lawn, and tightened the clothesline to keep it from sagging. It wasn't until my husband and I had children that I was able to observe firsthand what a father contributed to a child's life. What did he do to deserve his children's respect? He rarely fed them, did anything about their sagging diapers, wiped their noses or fannies, played ball, or bonded with them under the hoods of their cars. What did he do? He threw them higher than his head until they were weak from laughing. He cast the deciding vote on the puppy debate. He listened more than he talked. He let them make mistakes. He allowed them to fall from their first two-wheeler without having a heart attack. He read a newspaper while they were trying to parallel park a car for the first time in preparation for their driving test. If I had to tell someone's son or daughter what a father really does that is important, it would be that he shows up for the job in good times and bad times. He's a man who is constantly being observed by his children. They learn from him how to handle adversity, anger, disappointment, and success. They learn faith. He won't laugh at their dreams, no matter how impossible they might seem. He will go out at 1 a.m. when one of his children runs out of gas. He will make unpopular decisions and stand by them. When he is wrong and makes a mistake, he will admit it. He sets the tone for how family members treat one another, members of the opposite sex, and people who are different than they are. By example, he can instill a desire to give something back to the community when its needs are greater than theirs. But mostly, a good father involves himself in his kids' lives. The more responsibility he has for a child, the harder it is to walk out of the child's life. Therefore, the child has faith in him. Therefore, the child learns faith. A father has the potential to be a powerful force in the life of a child. Grab it. Maybe you'll get a greeting card for your efforts. Maybe not. But it's steady work. In closing, please hear these words, and as I share these words, I not only think of my dad, but of my friend Troy Zacharias. I've told you about him. He lost a leg some time back, tragically, due to a medical mistake. As with my father, Troy has been an example of a rescuer, peace bringer, faith, and character builder. Thank you, Dad, for giving us a special gift. It's the most important gift of all that only love can give. You read us the Bible at bedtime and taught us how to pray. You made sure we made it to church every Sunday. And even though we acted like we didn't hear a thing, when I'm in church today, I hear an old familiar ring. I've learned a lot through all these years, through the good times and the bad. I want you to know I thank God every night for you, Dad. I want you to know I thank God for you. I can't imagine how it would be to live life day by day, not knowing God, not knowing love, not knowing how to pray. It would be so cold, so lonely, so sad a life, I know. And it's all because of you, Dad, God's love we've been shown. So, Dad, we want to thank you on this special day because of you. We now know the true meaning of Father's Day. We have wonderful fathers here. I see them coming into the church and working and helping and doing things. And some of them may not have children of their own, but there are children in this church that look at them just like a father. That's community. That's the community of faith. So if you are a person without a father, trust me when I say there are those in this congregation you can look up to as a father because they will be that for you. They have been for me. May we always praise not only the great fathers of the world, but our great heavenly Father who made it possible for us to do the things we do, to be good fathers. Prayer, faith, hope, peace, restoration. It's all here. It's all here in this congregation, and you can find it in the community. May we praise God and give Him thanks for this day. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you are our Father, And as our Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us and fill us with your Spirit, that you be with all the dads today, and that you fill them with your Spirit, that they may continue to be great fathers. And for those who are not, Lord, may you intervene to make it so, for we are in desperate need of great, great fathers around the world. Be with us, hold us in your loving arms, and guide us, for we ask this in your Son's holy name. Amen. We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.